Sarah, why don't you start off with telling us the story of how this all started for you?
I flew to Redmond, Oregon for a memorial service in late January, and I was shaking hands with probably hundreds of people. And at that time, COVID was in China, but no one here was really talking about it. I was a little anxious about just flying just because of the flu season. So I was taking a lot of herbal supplements to boost my immune system. I found out just a few days ago that I had probably been in direct contact with someone who was in direct contact with a sick person who had just been in China for 3 weeks. And this person I shook their hand with at the memorial service had been very, very ill, but no testing was being done, and they thought she just had pneumonia. That may have been my vector, but we'll never know. So 10 days after I got back from Oregon, I just started feeling low energy for about 4 days, and then I got a fever, and I thought I had the flu, but it was the worst sickness flu I've ever had in my entire life. I literally was short of breath getting up to walk to the kitchen, which was very concerning to me because I'm a super healthy person, but I knew it was probably just the flu and a virus. And so that if I just took care of myself and laid low, it would, you know, run its course like viruses do. I had very copious nasal drainage. I had a lot of lung drainage and coughing and shortness of breath and unbelievable fatigue. It was just more extreme than I've ever had. My fever really only never got above 101, but that still causes a lot of body aches and headaches. And so I felt pretty terrible for about 5 days. And then I started feeling better and my fever stopped. And I just want to say during this time, I isolated myself, even though we weren't talking about COVID-19. I have a degree in nursing and I know the flu is very contagious. So I was basically in my room and at home during the active phase, and I did not go out in public until my fever was well over for at least 3 or 4 days, and I had my energy coming back. So slowly I got better, got my energy back, and I was feeling really great at the beginning of March. I felt really good. I was training for a backpack trip and working out a lot, and all of a sudden I came down with a fever again and the same symptoms, only not as bad this time. Although the second time the fever lasted a full week, but I'm just kind of recovering now from the after effects of being so sick twice and just experiencing super low energy. I got the test on March 14th and I was told it would come back in 4 days, and it took 12 days to come back. By that time I was, you know, over all the symptoms and had been fever free for a couple of days. It was reported to Sangwon Basin Health, and they did a big long interview with me, and I was super careful to go through my calendar and give them all my contacts that they asked for certain dates. I missed a couple, but I followed up with them since then, and I've been told that I did a really excellent job of reporting, and most people don't remember half of what I did. So I feel pretty good about that. And also, by the second time I got sick, I did quarantine myself again for the length of time that CDC is asking for, and still following the social distancing practices that we all are following right now. I think it's super, super important, and I'm following them just like everyone else. I'm being told I'm not contagious anymore.
In a lot of ways, for what it sounds like in regards to testing in this area, you won the jackpot in being able to get a test, because that's becoming harder and harder to come by, not only in a rural area, but nationwide.
Right. I drove to Mercy on the 14th on my way. I was in Santa Fe for a retreat. I had to leave that group. They all went into quarantine. I drove straight to Mercy, and they informed me that they were only doing testing that day and Sunday, and then they would stop testing entirely unless you were direly ill and had to be admitted to the hospital.
What was that process like in having to share? I mean, it's really vulnerable. So thank you for being willing to tell your story and put yourself out there, because that's not really an easy thing too. And then you kind of feel like, well, now everybody knows I had it, you know? What did that feel like for you?
So that process was pretty interesting. When I tested positive, a lot of my friends knew I had gotten a test. And so I emailed everybody and I asked that day for medical confidentiality. I said it was okay to share that someone they know tested positive, but not share my name. I was really adamant about that. I was fearful because we live in a small town and I own a couple of businesses. I'm an interior designer and an artist, and I have an office downtown. I was fearful of what people's reactions would be, especially I was only the number fourth person to be diagnosed in La Plata County. After that, I thought about it for a day and I decided that I really needed to tell my story because I got sick twice and I felt like it was really kind of a unique story. And I hadn't been hearing a lot of stories about people who had actually been really sick. I've been hearing some things about, oh, I just had a mild case and I got through it on the internet and all that. But I was really sick. I mean, I was so sick that the first time I was sick, I thought to myself one night when I was so short of breath, I thought, well, if this gets worse, I'm definitely having to go to the ER. And I was thinking, wow, if I was in my 80s, this could kill me.
And how old are you today?
61.
Walk me through that moment of getting that call and saying you're COVID-19 positive.
Well, I started crying. I started shaking. It didn't change anything about how I was living in quarantine or isolation. I don't know, the truth just hit me that I had a traumatic kind of response, you know, just pretty upset about it. And I moved through that. You know, I've had to do a lot of letting go and accepting and communicating and just stating facts to people who have called me themselves who thought they may have been around me. And there was definitely fear around that. And I've had to just continue to give them facts about the periods that I was contagious and direct them to their healthcare provider and the COVID nurse at San Juan Basin Health. And they've been super supportive in navigating those communications that needed to happen.
What was most healing for you in finding your strength in all of this?
Great question. Coming home to my essence and home. You know, we've all been forced to stay home. And the silver lining of this whole thing for me has been, I've really been longing to slow down and just take a pause from life because things just get so busy. And as a small business owner, there's just always something to do and commitments and appointments. And this forced rest has been actually really, really good for my spirit and my soul. And I meditate. So these are the things that have really fed me and my soul and my positivity and my attitude. Meditation, I'm a member of the Durango Dharma Center, and they have a lot of free online opportunities. All these spiritual teachers all over the place have been offering their teachings online. And so I've been listening to podcasts and doing their meditations. And it's really only when we start thinking about the future or the past that we suffer. The present moment inside ourselves is generally pretty good, even if you're sick.
Do you have anything else that you want to add for our listeners?
I just really want to thank everybody for all the support that so many friends and people I don't even know that have supported in this process. And remember, we're really all in this together, and whatever we can do to help others. And that is really why I posted that video and why I'm talking right now, because I really want to be a service to others as much as possible.
Sarah Sumner, thank you so much for being vulnerable and for being able to share your story to listeners across the region. For KSUT, I'm Sarah Flower.